allow God in the prison to master what is he found behind it. If they could be led astray as a some told of fool by Judas Anarchus, which is none other than War D. Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Why can't they be led astray by Joshua too?
That's right.
Joshua is still Joshua, but it tells him in the Bible that Joshua, his rags had became a little dirty.
Yes, sir.
And that when he looked up, he seen the second captain of the Lord of hosts standing with a sword drawn.
Yes, sir.
But remember, Joshua's clothes was dirty.
Yes, sir.
That means he wasn't on the base that the Muhammad bin Elijah Muhammad had told him to stay on.
That's right.
But I never say don't change the teachings, don't add to it, and don't take from it.
That's right.
He said, when I come, if I return, I will bring the new knowledge and the new book and allow you to teach that knowledge.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But he said, if I don't return and I someone come in the place of me, to, if you receive that someone, you're receiving me back.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
He said, then you will know then that me and the Father has become one.
Yes, sir.
That means that Allah, God, and the prison master, about the Sifra Muhammad, used to talk through the messenger, the remote control unit, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
So when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad becomes one with his Father, Allah, God, and the prison master, about the Sifra Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore, you've got to remember that Jesus told his disciples, sir, you don't even stand anyway, none of it.
That's right.
Read the Bible.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I
mean? Yes, sir.
They did not understand and they would not even receive the power of knowing how to heal or to baptize anybody or to bring anybody into the light until they received the baptism of the fiery tongue of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Which is me.
That's right.
And only then would they receive the power at that hour. They call it the night of the power. The night of the receiving of the power. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and at
sir.
That particular time, all power then will be ordered into play behind that particular one.
Yes, sir.
It didn't say that particular one ordered things into play behind him. There had to be someone that ordered that play into, ordered that power into play behind that one that would be the Allah.
Yes, sir.
And that one that would order that power into play behind that particular one would be the supreme being of our God in the person of Master Barashi from Allah Muhammad, Jehovah Yahweh, whatever you wanted to be, along with his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who has unbroken the bounds and is now free.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I said?
Yes, sir.
When you understand what Allah God in the person of Master Barashi from Allah Muhammad, his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, allows you to hear what I'm saying, you hear what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
The rest, he's the one that gives you that understanding.
Yes, sir.
Joshua is Joshua, and you see what he said on Savior's Day, where the very thing that that he sent to lead Muhammad down for is the very thing that he came back around and said himself to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Now, all this is to make known to the believers that evidently Joshua's rags there because it's a little dirty.
Yes, sir.
You can't sit someone down for something and then you turn around and say that same something.
That's right. That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Through deeds and actions, you are a knower.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then he began to conceive that his wisdom and knowledge was far more greater than his believers. Now, him saying, Khalid Muhammad was sitting in the front row, and he's a warrior for Islam, but he is illiterate. That's what he's saying in his saying. He said, the man is not intellectually inclined.
Yes, sir.
To be able to speak in the proper way. You don't say that about a man that's representing you.
Yes, sir.
You don't do things like that. Then it has in the top of the heaven and the peoples that was brought from Allah God, the prison of Master Muhammad, Sifra Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do not disagree before the bodies of the infidels and the unbelievers.
Yes, sir.
If that's not a disagree, yes, ma'am.
Oh, I was just saying, that's right, sir.
your spiritual father, and he taught you, and he taught you in the way that he wanted you to be, but yet you're not using the name. The Muslim of the Lord, Muhammad said, you must keep Allah God in the prison of Allah, the Muhammad's name out front.
Yes, sir.
In order to be successful.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, he said in his Savior's day speech, you thought that Joshua, you thought that Barakon, he said this way, you thought Barakon had sold out. And went to sleep, he said. Why would he say something like that unless he got that from the own reality too? Allah God, the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, brought it before his face by him seeing that and listening real good. He said, it looks like I sold out.
Yes, sir.
Well, he wouldn't even have to say that.
That's right.
You understand? But he knew that he looked as if he sold out.
Yes, sir.
To himself, Allah God, the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, has revealed it to him.
Yes, sir.
So he knew he had to clean that up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise be to Allah, the Prince of Master, the Prince of Allah, the Prince of the Messenger of the Muslim, the Muslim, especially for raising up or talking through this remote control unit, Master J. See, in order to bear witness of the Prince of Muslim, the Elijah Muhammad says, it takes that coming of a person about J. And if you and I was a true follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, or people or true followers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and believe in him, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted him to believe is to know that because you believe something don't make it be the truth. And he proved that to them by them going to sleep.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If they were so into it, you understand what I'm saying, that they couldn't have went to sleep, and if they wouldn't have went to sleep, that would have proved the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad alive.
That's right.
But he said that they would go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
They would become divided.
Yes, sir.
And go in different ways.
That's right.
Because it was written, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Because Master Wallace Ephraim Muhammad told them that.
Yes, sir.
And that was a blessing in that, because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that it was time for him to get ready to go away because of the supreme wisdom and knowledge that he had heard that he was speaking of on the rostrum in 70-something, where he was talking about that supreme wisdom, where he told those people if they could find out the person who read this writing, he must be making it up in his head. And let me tell you something. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace Ephraim Muhammad, or the Allah have to utilize the building of a kingdom of heaven out of his own head and nobody else's head.
Yes, sir.
So that means that this person that would be the Allah would be making it up in his head what he got to do.
Yes, sir.
So Allah God and the person of Master Chief Allah is messing us up, understand, listen to this here. He say, this person must be making this up in his head. Whether you make up anything other than in your head. You got to have a brain in order to put it together, and you put it together up in your head.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But they being misled into going to sleep, and not misled, but in order to go to sleep, they thought they were seeing and they see not, and they thought they knew and they knew it to be not what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying.
That's right.
Yeah, they took it under consideration. That's how he killed the knowledge off from them. And they took it that he was saying that what this person was actually saying is not the truth. He didn't say that. He picked out a statement that was in there saying, meeting on Mars. Where have any of you have heard me say that there was a meeting on Mars? Listen to that lie. None of them had heard the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there was a meeting on Mars. So he used a slight of the tongue and said that if anybody said that they heard me saying that, that's a lie.
Yes, sir.
But the writer didn't say that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there was a meeting on Mars.
Yes, sir.
The writer said that there was a meeting on Mars in the supreme wisdom.
That's right.
So the Muslim brother said, listen to that lie.
Yes, sir.
So that blinded them, put them to sleep, because he knew that this was some powerful knowledge from himself and Master Wallace D. Farad Muhammad for this night of the power of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah guaranteed death straight from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's mouth.
Yes, sir.
You bring me the articles for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Guaranteed. Joshua, Barakah, where he said, Barakah, you're guaranteed. I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to make it into him. You show me the articles where the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you bring the articles where the most honorable Elijah Muhammad say that that person is going to make it into the kingdom of him. But yet here's this one that he said that he would put out and make him be the least one in. Kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
We should want to find out who that person is and why was he blessed in that particular way.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I go in, the door is closed.
Yes,
the party is over.
Yes, sir.
That's why you could never push me and try to get me to go down to the temple and just run in there and out right quick.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When we was over there in San Francisco, run in there and run out, because it's not meant for me to be in there. Because when I go in, the door is closed, my so-called friends.
Yes, sir.
And we only have one friend, Master Honesty Farad Muhammad, and his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. The rest of us should be a brother to a brother and a sister to a sister, and the highest post that you can hold, brethren, is not lieutenant and all these other things, but it's being a brother to a brother and a sister to a sister and a sister to a brother and a brother to a sister.
Yes, sir.
That's the highest post that you can hold. I know that we have here from Allah God in the person of the Master Waters Chief Allah Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a wonderful tape.
Yes, sir.
A wonderful book. This book is called, on this one here, this tape here is called, the Elohim J, Book of the Elders of Allah and the person of the Master Waters Chief Allah Muhammad, his message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's working with.
Yes, sir.
That's the name of this new book, the Book of All Books. From Allah God, the President of Master Wadi Fala Muhammad, the Holy Quran, this new Holy Quran book, this new book of James, this book that would be the only book that would ever be released anymore would be the Elohim book, Mini Book One book.
Yes, sir.
It will cover everything.
Yes,
so
sir.
That means it will have 360 different names, which are each name is in the Greek.
Yes, sir.
And within each one of the degrees of those names of this book are degrees of other names of the book. So this book has no beginning to the name and no ending to the name. Just read the book.
Yes, sir.
This book will last throughout all eternity. There'll be no need for no other books, because this book will cover everything. All fields of math, all fields of everything. Back to the beginning of the no beginning. That was in the beginning in the first place, that's what always was. So, we think Allah God in the person of Master Waters Chief Allah Muhammad is faithful to the message of the Muhammad Elijah Muhammad. What we were saying here, brother, is that Allah God in the person of Master Waters Chief Allah Muhammad had the message of the Muhammad Elijah Muhammad had certain tapes for you to play, because see, we was intending to send you to custodian school up here, and if Allah God in the person of Master Waters Chief Allah Muhammad is faithful to the Muhammad Elijah Muhammad had his best father, Sazir Kamavir, but he is the best knower of everything, and so the way he conceives things don't necessarily have to be the way that it's going to be, and only he's the only one that knows how it's going to be, because he's the one that make it be.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, Allah God, the President of Master Wadi, I'm having to see that we moved the visual female from that particular place, from over there, and could have got it up this particular way, then we send her and you down to the custodian school to learn this custodian trade, and then they give you the French, and then they get you the contracts and make arrangements for you, and you get paid.
Yes, sir.
But this was going to be for the religious body.
Yes, sir.
And you would have been able to teach the other sisters that are going to work, their sister Ansel Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
So that when it comes time to learn how to run a buffer and a wet back and all those particular things, none of those people down there would have to put their hands on them to try to show them that I'm showing you how to operate this machine, but it would be one from among our own diamond ring.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?